You might say, lucky? What do you mean? Well, bad lucky. Ha ha. Not a very good joke. Not a very happy joke, as we might say. But what it reveals is the fact that by lucky, we mean usually good lucky. We don't really mean bad lucky. And so happy really means, in English, good happy. That well-happed. And that's what eudaimonia, the Greek word that happiness translates, really means. A life that is well-happed. A life, in other words, in which things have worked out in the way that we would want them to work out. A life, Aristotle says, that is characterized by living well and doing well. And that's why happiness is exactly the right word, properly understood, for what Aristotle is talking about. I remember when I was a graduate student once seeing a First World War memorial which showed a young man being carried off in the arms of death, and underneath was the phrase, "Happy they who in one embrace grasped victory and death." And I thought, how could you be happy grasping victory? I mean, maybe, but grasping death, why would that make you feel happy? And I realized only later, of course, that it doesn't mean happy in the sense of wee, but happy in the sense of a life well lived is the life that grasps victory even at the expense of death. But Aristotle says immediately, given the fact that happiness really simply means living well and doing well, isn't it the case that saying happiness is the highest good of a human life is really trite? That is, isn't it just a kind of empty or a pleonasm? And isn't that exactly right? What is it that pointing out that human life has as its end or its chief good happiness, what is it that is being contrasted to? Well, one thing I've already said that it's being contrasted to is this view, the view according to which the good of human life lies outside of human well-being, in some goal or instrumental function that humans might be said to serve outside themselves. To say that happiness is the good of human life is to say that there is no end outside of human well-being that our lives are directed toward. Human being is not serving some purpose beyond itself, and therefore the good of human being doesn't lie in the fulfillment of that purpose, but only in doing well. Still, when Aristotle says in chapter 7 of Book 1 of the Ethics that we need to give a clearer sense to what happiness is, he says something that might initially strike us as surprising. He says, we will be able to give a clear answer to the question, what is the good of human life? That is, what is the meaning of happiness, which has been understood to be the good of human life, if we attend to the question of the function of human beings. He asks, could it be the case that the various different activities of human life, the various different modes of human being, like being a carpenter, being a bricklayer, being a professor, being a businessman, could be said to have functions, but the human being in general not have function? Or that the various organs of the body each has a function, but human being itself not have a function? No, indeed, he says. There must be the function of human being in general. Well, we might say if we attend to what that function is, he says, then we'll know what happiness is, since happiness is the good fulfilling of that function. Well, talking about function like this might lead us to think, then I was wrong to say that there's no end outside of human life that our lives are directed toward. Because if human life is understood as functional, isn't that, as a matter of fact, to think about it as directed toward a good outside of itself? Here I ask you to think back to our discussion of the Republic. Back to the ways in which we discovered there that function is not the notion of an instrumental purpose outside of itself. Function just means the characteristic activity which a thing engages in. When Aristotle claims that our understanding of happiness will be articulated by attending to the function of human being, he means that by attending to what it is that constitutes the characteristic activity that human beings engage in, and then doing that well, we will have elaborated the meaning of happiness.